Savage Nation. What is happening in celebrity land today?
Well, Venus Williams is letting you know there ain't nobody better than her.
And Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have some creepy new neighbors. We'll explain.
And baby, Miss Ariana Grande bitch got a wedding gift that she could sit on.
Ooh.
Hey. Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Heidi and Frank will join us later. But yo, Sherry, is someone having a baby? Who?
Well, Chewy, it looks like we could be doing a baby report soon, Portia.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. And this is for Tiffany Haddish.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow. Sweet.
It might be more like a toddler report because Tiffany is planning to adopt and she wants to get a kid that's a little older. So
okay.
Tiffany explained this by saying, I want to get somebody that's 5 years old and up. You know, already knows how to use the restroom, already knows how to talk, already knows how to communicate. All I want to do is pour knowledge in them, get them ready for the big, bad world.
Oh, I love
it. I love this so
That's
much,
That's pretty
Portia.
Awesome.
But, Portia, you think this is the smart way to go since Tiffany won't have to change diapers or deal with the terrible twos?
Tiffany is on to something. She's going to skip right past the terrible twos, head on to the fabulous fives and the amazing tens. She got the right idea.
I applaud the fact that she's going older because as you get older, it's harder to adopt you. So, you know, this is great that she's getting a five-year-old.
Well, get a damn teenager then. Why do you want to just get a five-year-old? Get you a teenager.
Because then you kind of miss too many years. No, you miss too many years. You want to be a part of their lives growing up too, Gary, a little bit.
Yeah.
And there's very little that you could tell a teenager. They kind of be setting their ways.
Weed and drinking and talking to like, hey, you can't do nothing about that.
You might pick up their bad habits.
Right.
That is the worst thing to adopt a hormonal teenager who already is rebellious. I mean, and you just adopted them.
You know what? Sherry, Gary speak up for himself. He wished Tiffany would adopt him. Him and Common. He could be that child.
I wish Tiffany would adopt me. Damn.
I would love for Common to be my daddy.
I could see Gary like little man. Marlon Wayans is Gary. All right, y'all. Earlier this week, tennis great Naomi Osaka pulled out of the French Open due to anxiety surrounding the press. Well, superstar Venus Williams addressed the situation by sharing her way of dealing with journalists. Check out what she said.
For me personally, how I deal with it was that I know every single person asking me a question can't play as well as I can and never will. So no matter what you say or what you write, you'll never light a candle to me. So that's how I deal with it. But each person deals with it differently.
Ha! Listen!
Oh, all right!
Talk, yo.
That's how a legend responds, y'all.
Right.
That's how you do
because
it.
Because when you're used to it and you have years in it, you know what to say and what to do. Now, Gary, what do you think of her comment, Gary? Does she sound like she's been watching Portia?
Bitch, baby, Brad, Miss Venus was watching Real Housewives of Atlanta. This bitch got one of Portia reads, baby. She said, first of all, niece, honey, I don't even interview people or think about y'all.
Listen.
Because, honey, you all are not better than me, honey. I'm like, you better read, Miss Venus. Read, bitch, for Phil.
Gary, you ain't never lied. She definitely got a tip from Housewives. She basically said in a more eloquent way, bitch, you could never. Okay? Now, that's what
absolutely.
Take that, Osaka, and use that.
And I love this about Venus. She has been wanting to say this for years.
Mm-hmm.
And
can't
finally
you tell?
Was able to get it out. And you can tell.
Right.
She was like, I can't wait. Ooh, let me lay it
on
you.
Right. All right,
Gary, now listen up. Some people think your cousins, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, have skeletons in their closet.
Oh, no.
And you know what?
They do.
They kind of have right. The skeletons are actually down the street.
Oh.
Now, it turns out some ancient human remains were found on a road near Harry and Meghan's Montecito mansion.
Ooh.
Not on their actual property, though. The bones were buried only 3 feet deep, and they're estimated to be over 11,000 years old. Which is mysteriously the same age.
Right.
That's mysteriously the same age as Prince Philip.
Ashes to ashes, bitch.
Let's just say, though, if you found some bones on your property, who would the first person you call would be?
My cousin, Arianis, because he could get rid of them bones. He done been up for 7 years. He get rid of them bones real quick. I don't know where them things came from.
Honestly, I wouldn't call nobody because I would feel like the police would come lock me up and think I did it, okay?
Yep,
them bones can remain where they at.
But Oprah might have known about those bones and set them up and had them moved there, honey, because she lived right down the street, honey. So I really? Wouldn't trust that,
Oprah
honey.
Did know really, about those Gary? Bones because Oprah knows where every dead body is buried.
Yeah.
Now y'all done made Oprah the bone collector, child. I cannot.
All right, well, speaking of Montecito, y'all know that my girl Ariana Grande and Dalton Gomez got married there last month, and it turns out that they're getting an interesting wedding present, y'all. Uh-huh, the animal rights group PETA is sending the couple a vegan tandem bicycle, otherwise known as a bicycle built for two. Hey, nice. Oh. The bike's valued at $700, and it's vegan because the seat is faux leather, and no animal products were used in making the bike.
Oh, wow.
You think they'll actually use this, Porsche? And is this something you and Simon would use?
That's just perfect for Ariana Grande's little bitty ass. Which part of the seat I'm supposed to sit on? We need a seat.
Porsche bike
plan.
Gonna need a park bench on it.
Baby, I'm gonna take up both seats, the front and the back. So what's Simon gonna sit? On the handles?
Porsche, I don't know that I like that you're talking about only a little ass could do it, because I was thinking about getting Judy and Brat 102
22.
Oh,
literally.
Oh, no. Sherry, those bikes is going to need bucket seats.
Sherry, you know you're trying to get one with three seats to be on the seat with Brad and Judy, all right?
We already know. They don't have a seat for in the middle of the two seats.
Exactly.
Put them on the handlebars.
She wants to be in the middle.
I would sit on Brad's handlebars. That's how I would do it. I would sit on Brad's handlebars. She would go like this.
Jesus, me. And Big Booty Judy Booty would not be on no tandem, whatever you call the bikes. We have Vanderhals. Thank you very much. We have Vanderhals.
Hey, Heidi. Now, girl, I hear, honey, you have some celebrity husband and wife tattoos to tell us about, girl.
That's right, Gary. It's time for Tattoo or Tattoo. This time we got a couple. Not a couple of tattoos, but an actual couple. Sam Taylor Johnson and her husband, actor Aaron Taylor Johnson. They each got their names tattooed on each other's bodies. Celebrity tattoo artist Dr. Wu shared the pics. Sam got Aaron's name on her collarbone.
Okay.
Which seems painful.
Well, I mean, if you're going to pick places to start out with your first tattoo, collarbone's probably not a good choice.
No, and Aaron, he already had Sam's name on his chest, so then Dr. Wu, the tattoo artist, added a hummingbird to it. Take a look at the pictures, Frank. What do you think?
Well, I compliment Dr. Wu on his work.
Yeah, it's good work.
Very good.
It is good work. A lot of people do say it's going to doom a relationship, but I did this. I mean, I have my wife's
name.
And
look at your relationship. Do you feel stuck?
I do feel stuck.
You can't get out now.
How is someone else going to see me naked when they're, you know, my ex's name is across my back?
Is it across your back?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What was I thinking? But seriously, that first tattoo on a collarbone, that is kind of badass.
Collarbone inside of the arm. See, I do have my wife represented on my arm. Oscar, zoom in on this tattoo right here.
Now, you can't just say that's your wife, mate.
It's a mermaid, but look at that. I make her dance. Look at that. Oh, yeah. But see, that's always just going to be a mermaid, the sirens, the women that pull me in and kill me on the rocks.
So romantic.
That's what represents my wife. They tease you, and then they eat your soul. Well, coming up, we've got some dish that'll make you want to tattoo Dish Nation on your body. So keep it right there and come back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Chewy, this is just a warning, y'all, because after I drop this story, everyone here is about to feel real, and I mean real poor. Because,
I'm rich in spirit.
Before you, Chewy,
happen.
Because Beyonce and Jay-Z are out in these summer streets stunting on everybody in a crazy, ridiculous, expensive flex. So anyway, Beyonce and Jay-Z, they allegedly commissioned the Double R Company to make them a $28 million Rolls Royce Bolt tail. I don't even know what that is. Okay, but
can it sail the seven seas?
$28 million gives you a beautiful two-door vehicle with four seats. And the interior is finished in the shade of blue ivy, which is named after their little one. Also, there's a fridge in the back deck, which is set precisely to 6 degrees. The perfect temperature to chill. Hove champagne. Armand de Brignac, which, y'all, is the ace of spades. And
his face.
Y'all, to make the haters hate just a little more, the car has fold-out picnic tables, champagne glasses, cloth napkins so you can park your car, and wine and dine wherever you want. Talk about wealth runneth over.
Well, Sherry, here's the thing. Jay-Z and Beyonce are blessed to the point where $28 million, them spending that on a car is like them buying a Kia. So,
right. Hey, Kias are nice, HK. I love Kias.
But the crazy thing is, like, it's called the boat tail, and the car does not float because it seems like it does everything else.
Exactly. Right. Exactly, head crack.
For that price, a little hand has to come out and scratch my ass. For that price, it better do that.
Well, that's a lot of ass to scratch, but,
that'll be extra chewy, I tell you that. All right, y'all. Kim Kardashian is feeding her fans some major cake in her new Hot Girl Summer pictures, okay? Reality star posted a couple of belfies, which is a selfie that includes your booty belfies, in celebration of her reaching 225 million followers on the gram. Instagram, that is. Yeah. Making her the seventh most followed person on the gram, y'all.
Why can't she just put out a picture, honey? A nice, wholesome picture. I mean, why gotta always be this, honey? Can she give us one day to forget what ass look like? Can't she just give us one?
Gary, we don't talk about those pictures. These are the pictures that we talk about. Like, the wholesome pictures are there. Exactly, we don't care about those.
This picture is saying two things. One of them is look at my ass and for the haters, kiss
that's
my
right.
Okay? See what side you on.
Well, can I put a missile in my mouth to celebrate my damn followers? Would that be nice?
No, Gary. Put something else in there.
Okay, everybody, it's always a vibe with the JVC sweat-resistant wireless sport clip headphones. Now, this deal includes one pair of Bluetooth and cordless headphones that are sweat and splash-proof.
I just love these, honey. Now I can listen, baby, to Diana Ross, honey, while I jog, honey, and they won't fall out because guess what? Of the ear clip design, yes.
Yup, Gary, and you can enjoy up to 4 hours of the Supremes on a single charge, and it also has a full-function microphone remote with volume control for the ultimate in-ear convenience.
And they're available in both black and blue. So how much, HK?
Now check it out. Usually this can go for as high as $40, but for the Dish Nation fam out there, you get them for just $10.
Woo!
See, Brad spoke for everyone. Just go to moresave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
So our friend Jason Lee over at Hollywood Unlocked, honey, on Fox Soap, we'll be chatting, honey, with Nene Leakes, honey. Now this should be a good Kiki child. Jason, tell us more.
Thanks, Gary. That's right. Hollywood Unlocked with Jason Lee Uncensored is all new tonight, and my girl Nene Leakes from Real Housewives of Atlanta is on the show. And baby, I asked her one question about Candy reuniting with Tiny Harris after that scandal that just happened with T.I. You ain't gonna believe what she said. Make sure you tune in tonight, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard, 10 p.m. Eastern. Just go to foxhole.tv.
Thanks, Jason. Oh, man, it looks like Matthew Perry will be calling on his friends to get over this heartbreak. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Oh, look who it is, Chewy, Heidi, and Frank.
Hi.
Hey. What are you dishing about today?
Well, could this be any more complicated? Gotta talk about Matthew Perry. Looks like it's the end for Matthew Perry, who's 51 years old. He's calling off his engagement with 29-year-old fiance literary manager Molly Hurwitz.
Hello.
Now, so here's reportedly what happened. Matthew called off the engagement just 7 months after proposing. He said, quote, "Sometimes things just don't work out, and this is one of them. I wish Molly the best."
Damn.
Now, this comes just weeks after he was outed using the dating app Raya.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know Raya.
Ben Affleck,
where he allegedly asked a 19-year-old girl who he was flirting with, "Am I as old as your dad?"
Ooh. Okay, that's
and
creepy.
Probably is older than her dad.
That's creepy right there.
That's so creepy.
Yeah, could it be any more creepy?
Yeah.
And I think that's success. He's the only friend that hasn't been married, but he keeps trying and trying to get engaged, and he's trying to call it off. Just don't. You're 51 years old. Stop.
Frank, you're the same. You're essentially the same age as Matthew Perry. Could be honest. Could you date a 19-year-old girl?
He could.
Keep in mind, your daughter's 24 and your son's 17.
Yes, yeah, so my daughter could babysit her when I'm not around.
Yes, you would.
I'm not an ageist. Yes. You know, it's all about the personality. And if we connect on a deeper level,
what
I'm saying, of course,
Frank?
I could date a 19-year-old.
She don't know none of the rock bands, you know. She don't know nothing about beer bellies. She don't know nothing about farting in your drawers. Like, what could you possibly?
I'll do a Travis Barker, and I'll braid her hair and stuff like that. It'll be nice.
See? Braiding hair.
As much as I'm enjoying this, it's time for
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
No, we just have one today, guys, and look what we have here. The bad girl herself, Rihanna, showing off her curves in her sexy Fenty lingerie with a funny caption.
Wow.
Been 3 minutes of thinking of a caption, I ain't got to say.
And you know what, Riri? When you have a body like this, you don't need a caption.
Right.
Now, people
like me,
I got a caption. Yeah. I'm asking you to repost this. I'm asking people to follow me.
We need tags.
Yeah. And I thought her lingerie line was supposed to be like for women of all sizes,
some
right?
Fenty
stuff.
Yes.
She's been getting into some shape, and I think she wanted to show it off in her Fenty lingerie. So would say thirst trap.
Let's just keep it real, y'all. Rihanna could wear a damn potato sack, and she would still be thirst trapping. She's like one of those thirst traps that she doesn't have to try hard.
It just.
It's just Rihanna.
She could wear a potato sack, and I look like a potato. So that's where we are in life right now.
Hashtag potato.
Hashtag
I understand
Idaho.
That this line comes in like every size, Heidi, but I don't want this in a size 16. I don't want to wear this thing that she's got in my size.
Man.
It ain't going to look the same. If I bend over, you're going to be like, will you hurry up and pick it up and stand back up straight?
Yeah.
This is like ridiculous. Up next, we got a Throwback Thursday pick of a dish host that you have got to see to believe. You won't want to miss this. Come right back.
Oh no. Who could it be?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hello.
Hey. Well, it's time for some Throwback Thursday tea, darling. And ooh, this is a good one. We went down deep in the vault for this throwback of our lovely Gary, darling. Before he had the tea, Gary shared this picture on his Instagram from his prom night with the caption, back then.
Ooh. Ooh. That was one of the prom nights. And you know, I was very young and innocent at that time. And I didn't know much about life, but I knew I liked her because her family had a Mercedes, and we were very poor, and they had a Mercedes. So.
Now, Gary, do you still keep in touch with this girl, and who dropped who off?
Well, you know what? Believe it or not, Haircrack, I called her today, actually. I called her today and told her that, you know, the picture might be out, so, honey, if she's married, to tell her husband that I was just a friend, and he doesn't have to worry about me, honey, and his dad.
Oh, you doing a Vivica Fox? You're doing a Vivica Fox now. How did you like kissing her?
You know what, believe it or not, I hadn't learned how to really kiss yet. I didn't even realize that my brother had to show me how to dance with a broom. I hadn't learned how to dance yet or kiss.
No wonder you end up liking poles. I mean, that's you were set up.
Look, man.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.